The technology news site Recode has new details today on the massive hacking attack on Sony Pictures. They say the new information supports the theory that the hacking was carried out by North Korea. The attack happened last week, and the FBI is now warning U.S. businesses to be on the lookout for new malware. Recode senior editor Eric Hasseldahl joins us now from New York. Eric, remind us what kind of damage that hacking attack caused.
At first, we heard that it was just, basically a network brought to a screeching halt. Sony's day-to-day operations on their computer networks, email, routine business applications and so forth were brought down, and employees were supposedly resorting to pen and paper and fax machines to get things done. But as the week wore on, we had further things, disclosures, sensitive files, compensation files, details on celebrities that had worked on various Sony projects. And then finally, over the weekend, we had the leak of these five movies, four of which have not yet been released.
Okay, five movies, which you can talk about one in particular in just a minute. But first, what today are you learning about the attack and its origins?
So today we have a few more evidentiary points that suggest a possible North Korean involvement. Now, before I get too deep into that, I want to make sure that this is a theory. It's a strong theory. It's one that Sony's taking seriously, one that the FBI is now taking seriously, according to my sources. Not definitively proven, probably very difficult in the end to prove definitively. However, there are some similarities. The FBI's warning, a source of mine read some details from it to me overnight. We learned that there is wiping malware. Essentially, this is malware that destroys the data on a hard drive. This has been seen in previous attacks in South Korea that have been attributed to the North. We've seen also we've seen that there were compromised servers used that were in Thailand, in Poland, and in Italy. We believe that those computers are unconnected either to Sony or to whoever the attackers are. They just were used for the purposes of launching an attack. So those are a few details that at least, you know, bear out and point a little bit further in the direction of North Korea and bear some further examination.
And you are examining at the same time some of North Korea's cyber war capabilities and some of the tactics it's used in the past. Tell us about those.
Yeah. North Korea has developed a cyber warfare capability modeled very closely on that of China. It has a dedicated unit of its army. It's called Unit 121. And it operates, oddly enough, out of China, not out of North Korea itself. North Korea has meaningfully no internet infrastructure to speak of. People like you and me just can't get access to it if we happen to be visiting. So they go to China, supposedly. At least this is the estimate of various intelligence companies and security companies that have studied this. And so and that turns out to be an advantage. North Korea can launch attacks from wherever they are on the internet, but if you attack them back, it has no meaningful effect.
So it's really hard to track them down.
Really difficult to track them down. And this is always the case with cyber attacks. It's what security professionals call the problem of attribution. It's always difficult to tease through and sort through all the forensic evidence, usually because there's an awful lot of data to sort through and find it definitively who the person is because there's so many layers of obfuscation.
Okay. So you first reported that Sony was investigating whether North Korea might be behind the attack. It's not certainly confirmed at this point. But what would be the motivation for the country to hack into Sony and specifically Sony Pictures?
North Korea has specifically called out this forthcoming movie that is a Sony-produced movie. It's called The Interview. It's a comedy. It stars Seth Rogen and James Franco, and they play two TV journalists who, for whatever reason, they have a fan in North Korea, and his name is Kim Jong-un, the leader of the country. And he invites them to come and interview him, which is, of course, something that has never happened. And, of course, they go. Well, in the course of the story, the CIA recruits these two journalists to carry out an assassination attempt because they're going to be in a room alone with Kim Jong-un. So that's essentially the setup.
Kim Jong-un doesn't like this
movie.
Hilarity
ensues.
Yes, hilarity ensues, except for the leader of North Korea.
I don't think he likes it very much. The country has called both at the UN and personally to President Obama to try and intervene and stop this movie from being released. They feel that strongly about it.
He says it's an act of war. This is at least the Korean government, North Korean government, presumably Kim Jong-un saying this. So he sent this formal complaint. What is the FBI saying right now in response to this whole activity? It's issued a 5-page warning. What's it saying?
This is essentially a description of the malware that is seen. Now, they're not specifically linking this malware to the Sony incident, but coming straight on the heels of the attack, and it bears very close resemblance to what we know happened at Sony. So we can draw some pretty strong conclusions. And so, you know, once again, we're talking about this Wiper software. It's been seen in the past. In 2013, the North was said to have attacked two TV networks in South Korea and also the ATM network. So for a few days in March of 2013, people in South Korea couldn't get money out of ATMs, and that was all a single attack. And then hard drives at these TV networks were deleted. And so very similar in many respects to what has happened at Sony. So there's a lot of similarities in this incident versus prior incidents, and there's numerous others in the past other than that.
Any indication right now that this actually may work in some way to Sony's advantage?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think a lot more people are going to want to go see the movie. I mean, it's you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity. If you take that argument, a lot of people will want to see it.
All right. Thank you for speaking with us, Eric Hasseldahl, senior editor at the tech news site Recode. Nice to talk to you.